not even morning, you might, if you had a bad dream, you might say, I dreamt so-and-so, and all of a sudden I... Like if you...
I woke up.
You woke up, okay.
The dream woke me up.
Dream woke you up, okay. Good. If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, like this...
You stomp.
Stomp. Okay.
I'm going to stomp. I stomped.
Okay.
On the floor.
Okay. If a man meets a girl at a dance, okay, and he wants to go home with her, or, you know, to bring her to her house, he might say to her, may I...
Escort you home. May I take you home? May I see you home?
Okay, see you.
Don't you want me to go with you as far as your house?
Okay. If you're carrying a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, since it's so heavy, what might you say? I
toted.
Toted.
I'll tote that suitcase to the next block, but I toted it all the way home.
Okay. And if something very valuable was in it, you might tell a child maybe once you get it home, you might say to him, that's very important stuff.
Be careful of that. I've got something in there I wouldn't take anything for.
Okay. Or let's say there's a hot stove. You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so...
Keep your fingers off of it.
Okay.
Don't touch the stove. It'll burn you.
Okay.
That stove will put blisters on you, boy. You better get away from it.
Okay. If you need some sort of tool, a hammer or something, you might ask a child, you might say to someone, or you'd say to me, go...
Fetch.
Fetch.
Or go get.
Mm-hmm.
I usually use the expression go get, but the word fetch is common.
Okay.
You fetch that.
Okay. When you were a child, what kind of outdoor games did you play? Or maybe did you have certain hiding games sometimes people play certain
games? Hide and seek was one.
Uh-huh.
And of course we played baseball. And softball, and forms of touch football rather than this body encounter, present day football. We played, we called it golf, but it actually it was mostly just putting. We would have two holes and we would putt between the holes. Occasionally, we would have a place where we could use what we then called mashie shots, which was a pitched iron,
mm-hmm.
and it would lift the ball. And I caddied here at the Ponce de Leon Lodge when I was going to school in the afternoons and on Saturdays sometimes. And we caddies had a course of our own in the back, about three holes, and we would play a dime or a quarter a hole. And if you were good, you made more money from the other caddies than you did by caddying. In those days, an 18-hole round paid 75 cents, and you could expect a 15-cent tip, which was 90 cents, and if the people were real good, they would give you a dollar.
Right.
And I have walked the 18 holes at the Ponce de Leon course many, many, many times, and I have played two in, I have caddied in tournaments, and that was a distinction that you were a caddy good enough to caddy in that. For two or three years in the afternoons after school, Mr. McGolliffe, manager of the Alcazar Hotel, was my regular man, as I called it. He would play three, four, or five holes before twilight, and this would be 25 or 35 cents. I rode bicycle 2-3 miles out from St. Augustine and back in order to make the 25 cents, and that though was good money. And I had a friend, a school friend, who had Mr. Murray of the Ponce de Leon Hotel as his regular man. So we would usually ride together.